A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, 141b, pagination page 282. Towards the bottom of the page, you'll see the new perek, about 15 lines from the bottom. Notel Adam Es Bino, a person is allowed to take his son, v'ha'evin biyado, and a stone is in the child's hand. In other words, in the laws of Muktza, we're not considering that you, walking with the child, are considered holding the stone. There's a lot of discussion here. Why not? And the simple understanding is that you're in an area where it's not considered carrying. It's a fenced-in area like the chutzah, like the front yard of a house. It's fenced in. The question here is a question of muktza. And even if normally we would object to what you're doing, that it's an extension and you're handling the stone, but over here, because the child needs it, he needs the stone, and if you took it away from him, he would cry. So there's some level of leniency that's being employed. If you skip to the Gemara, two lines later, the Gemara wants to extend this concept of muktza, whether I'm touching something, and I'm really touching the other thing which is coming with, to the case of carrying on Shabbos. A person picks up the child, and the child has with him some other item. Is it considered as if I'm carrying that other item? For example, you hung a purse on the child's neck. The kids have all kinds of necklaces from playgroup, from whatever. And this kid has kis bitzavaro, a purse on his neck. You're going to pick up the child. Now, forgetting about muktzah now, I want to know about carrying. Is that considered carrying?
Are we assuming the child's not carrying?
No, the child is doing it. The child is young enough that it's not our business that the child is carrying or not carrying.
And we're carrying the child.
But I'm picking up the child.
Right.
So is that considered carrying on the wallet, on the purse?
According to Helm's humor, it's not.
Again?
According to Helm's humor, it's not.
Helm's humor.
Why not?
Well, remember how they would be carrying a chair, a table, and to put the person on the table because they don't want to carry, you know.
The Helm logic. Good. Good. Okay. We have what to say about Helm logic.
So you're chayav for every object that you carry? Is that why this is significant?
So let's get to it. Let's jump into the Gemara. You'll see the factors. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hotzi tinuk chai, if you have a live child, v'kis talui b'tzavaro, and there's a wallet on his neck, chayiv mishum kis, you're in violation because of the wallet. Tinuk mace, but Rachmana Litzlan, a dead child, v'kis talui b'tzavaro, and there's still the wallet on his neck, potter, you're not in violation, not because of the child, and not because of the wallet. And the Gemara needs to explain, because you can't wrap your head around it. What's going on here? Is the wallet a problem? Is it not a problem? Gemara is beautiful here. Tinik chai v'kis talu lo b'tzavaro. You have a live child, and there's a wallet on his neck. Chayiv mishum kis, you're in violation because of carrying the wallet, but not because of carrying the child. V'lachayiv mishum tinik. Why aren't you in violation because of the child? Rava ki Rav Nosson sfirulei. Rava follows the ruling of Rav Nosson, a major principle. To Omar, chay nosei es atzmo. A live person carries himself. If the live person, not injured, not too young, not incapacitated, a regular person, it's not considered carrying when you carry him. The explanation that's typically given is because the live person adjusts his weight and helps you. And he's like floating, however that works. But that's the expression. Chay nosei es atzmo, a live person carries himself. So you're not in violation of carrying the live child. V'livto kis ligabei tinok. Why don't you say that the wallet is subordinate to the child? It's his plaything. So it should not be a violation to carry the wallet. Milotnan, didn't we learn as a chai b'mita potter? If you carry a live person on a stretcher, on a bed, potter afalamita, you're absolved even on the bed, because the whole function of the bed is to help the live person, and on the live person you're not in violation, because chai no seis atmo, a live person carries himself. So the bed, which is subordinate to him, you're also in the same classification of potter. Shamita tfeilo lo, because the bed is subordinate to him. The Gemara answers, mita legabe chai mevatlile. A bed regarding a live person, that's subordinate. That makes sense. Kis legabe tinok lo mevatlile. But a wallet regarding the child, you might humor the child and let him play with it. But it's not subordinate to the child. A wallet has value in and of itself, and it's considered carrying. Right? I'm reminded of, it's true, if you hung an ornament on your jacket, so it's subordinate to the jacket, it's a decorate, right? But if you just take a safety pin and put your house keys onto the jacket, it doesn't become subordinate to the jacket, it's carrying. What are you doing? There's a difference if it's in your hand or you pin it to, because you wanted to carry something. So here, the kiss is on the child's neck, and that's not subordinate. So when Rava ruled on it, he said, carrying the child, potter, because chai no seis atzmo. But when you have the kiss on his neck, so you're in violation because of the wallet. Now, the second part of this ruling was what was confounding us. Tinok, mace, if the child's dead, v'kis talilu betzavaro, and the wallet is on his neck, potter, you're absolved on the child and on the wallet. And that's very troubling. Why? Why are you absolved of the child? The child is not chai no seis atzmo. The chai can't carry himself. He's dead. So why are you absolved on the child? And then the second question, why suddenly over here, not only on the child are you absolved, but the wallet, which until now you were in violation by the live child, suddenly it gets so lenient that even on that you're absolved. And the Gemara explains, v'lechayiv misham tinok, you should be in violation at least on the tinok, on the child. Rava ki Reb Shimon svir le'damo komalacha shein tzarech l'gufa pater aleh. Rava is following the ruling of Reb Shimon, that if something is done not for its normal purpose, you're potter. What's an example over here? Normally you carry something because you want to get it from point A to point B. Why are you carrying the dead child? Because you want to get it out. You want to get it out. You have no destination. It's not that you're going somewhere, even to get it to the cemetery, presumably, is not really a destination. And then I'm going to be able to use the child? Not like you're carrying a cup of orange juice and you're going from point A to point B, because I want the orange juice in point B. It's a very negative type of thing. The constructive purpose here is exactly the opposite. I want to get it away. And that's called melacha shein tzarech legufa. It's not for its primary purpose of what transfer normally does, and therefore you're potter on that. Rashi continues and explains, and once you understand that the child is not a violation, so what about the purse? So Rashi says, agav mirorei mevatale legabei tinok. Because of the bitterness of the tragedy, he doesn't even think of taking the wallet. He leaves the wallet there. And therefore, even though by a live child, the wallet is not subordinate to the live child, everything's doing well. I have a child and I have a wallet. But by a dead child, it's a whole different dynamic. And Rashi says, there is bittul. The wallet you intend to leave there. Keep in mind, this is not a halachic bittul. This is not because halachically you have to bury the wallet together with the child. Because in Yoridean, those laws, that's not how we rule. It's only something that's truly decorating the person. A wig, a something like that, that would be locked into the person and you're not allowed to benefit from perhaps a ring that's very, very tight that cannot be gotten off easily. Perhaps that would be a discussion. But regular things, things that are not tied down, so to speak, and certainly a wallet that's on his neck, halachically that's not a problem. But in the mind frame of the person, this is what he's doing. He's setting himself up that he's not interested in the wallet, and it's subordinate to the child. Tosfos offers another insight. Tosfos says that once you're carrying it in this way through the child, shalo hotzi kederach hamotziim, he's not carrying it in the way that normal people carry things. He's carrying it on a dead body, and therefore he's not in violation biblically because he's not carrying it in the normal way. Okay, we'll stop there.
What's the case in between when the child is